At the end of 2011, the city of Allentown had a problem. There was a gaping hole in its fire department. No, not a literal hole. 43 of its firefighters retired at once. Not only did the city lose that wisdom and experience, but suddenly it owed millions of dollars more every year in retirement benefits it couldn't afford. Marielle Segarra has more as part of Keystone Crossroads series on Pennsylvania's underfunded pensions.
What drove 43 city firefighters out of their jobs? A contract. A generous labor contract awarded under the previous mayor that was about to expire. The firefighters wanted to lock in their benefits, including their pensions, before that contract became less generous. John Strabula is the president of Allentown's Firefighters Union. He retired in 2011 when he was 47 years old. Strabula says he loved being a firefighter, that he still dreams about it, and his heart aches when he sees the other firefighters respond to emergencies without him. But he says the benefits were too good to pass up.
I probably would have had to work another 6, 7, 8, 9 years to get to the same pension that I was at, and if I were to become injured, that wouldn't be possible.
One of the perks of the contract was that it made it possible for firefighters to spike their pensions. Spiking is when a city worker puts in a lot of overtime at the end of his or her career in order to get more money in retirement. Some labor contracts allow overtime to count towards a worker's pension, and some don't. In Allentown, it did. When someone was out sick or on vacation, the firefighters would get calls asking if they wanted to fill in. Strabula usually turned down those calls, but at the end of his career, he started saying yes and working a lot of overtime.
I probably increased my pension 20%, maybe 25% of what it would have been.
In some cases, employees who spike end up taking home more in retirement than they did when they were working. Spiking can be a big problem for cities because by nature, it's unexpected. That means it's hard for the city to account for when investing in its pension system. And municipal pension plans are in trouble. Here's Auditor General Eugene DePasquale at a press conference in January. He's pointing emphatically to a map of the more than 560 Pennsylvania municipalities that don't have enough money to pay their pension obligations.
Without a comprehensive statewide fix, all of these areas are going to be confronted with tax increases and or cuts to public safety.
Lawmakers and regulatory officials say spiking is part of that problem, but no one measures exactly how much it happens or how much it's costing cities across the state. As a sampling, in Harrisburg and Philadelphia, all city workers except for police and firefighters are able to spike. But in Reading and Lancaster, none of the labor contracts allow spiking. We asked readers what they think of spiking. Some called it unfair. One person said employees who spike their pension should be publicly shamed. John Emmons, who lives in New London Township, made an ethical appeal.
People still know the difference between right and wrong, and they should be able to judge whether what they're doing is really right or opportunistic.
But John Strabula, the union president, says he's not ashamed, because at the end of the day, he answers to his family.
You talk to other people in the private sector, and they admonish us, oh, you know, your pension. And I say to them, oh, you're the one. You're the one that wouldn't have done it. You would have placed your priorities for the taxpayer above your own family. Well, don't ever say that in front of your family because I don't think they'd appreciate it.
Strabula says he and the other firefighters had the opportunity to work so much overtime because Allentown didn't hire enough people to meet the department's minimum staffing requirements. While we're on the topic of blame, under state law, it's actually illegal for most Pennsylvania cities to give this benefit to their police and fire employees. But cities do it anyway, and there's no public agency in charge of stopping them. Why would a city give workers the opportunity to spike? Jim McEnany is the executive director of the Public Employee Retirement Commission. He says elected officials sometimes offer the benefit in lieu of higher salaries.
If I include the money in your paycheck, I'm going to have to pay it out of this year's budget. If I include it in the pension instead, it's going to be somebody else's problem down the road.
McEnany says politicians also agree to allow spiking in exchange for support in elections. Ed Pawlowski, the mayor of Allentown, says it's a problem that pension benefits are decided during collective bargaining. He hopes for a statewide system for municipal pensions.
If we don't address these functional issues on a statewide level, we are going to see municipality after municipality in the state fall like dominoes on a board.
As for Allentown, the city tackled its $160 million pension debt by leasing out its water system to a private company. The firefighters' 2012 labor contract makes it almost impossible for them to spike their pensions. That contract is up again this year. Marielle Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.